Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 408, Dating Dilemmas of Smart Successful Women, 5 Crucial Keys for Overcoming Rejection by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnindydays.com. Howdy, friend. I'm your host, Joss Marie, and I'm here to help you optimize your relationships by narrating from relationship blogs Monday through Friday, just like an audiobook. If you'd like to learn more about our network, find us right online at oldpodcast.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram at oldpodcast for book raffles and more. And now let's get right into Dr. Diana's post about how to overcome the pain of rejection and start optimizing your life. Dating Dilemmas of Smart Successful Women, 5 Crucial Keys for Overcoming Rejection by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnindydays.com. Scenario 1. You meet someone who seems amazing. You can tell he is really into you. A few more totally amazing dates go by, each one better than the first, and you can't help it, but you've already started to fall hard. Then, bam, he sends a text saying he's not ready for a relationship. You wonder, was it because he found out about my crazy family? Did I chew my food weird on the last date? How come he intimated we had a future? Clearly, something changed his mind. Scenario 2. You go out on a limb and write the cute guy who kept looking at you on that online dating site. Then you wait and wait. Surely, if he kept looking at you, he must be interested. Yet, after a few days go by, it becomes clear he isn't going to write back. You wonder, how did I not see this coming? Did I do something wrong? What can I do to get him back? Any of the prior situations resonate with you? If so, you're not alone. Rejection is something that happens to everyone, and it's not fun. It certainly doesn't feel good to invest energy in someone to get your hopes up only to have them hurt you. Rejection can take such a toll that it can become tempting to put up walls or stop dating altogether. And let's face it, it's hard not to take it personally. Here's the thing. Rejection is an inherent risk you take when you put yourself out there in any area of life. You cannot get what you want in life, career, and love without risking rejection. While there's no way to avoid it completely, there are things to keep in mind that will make it much easier for you to overcome it when it happens. Number 1, rejection says absolutely nothing about your worth. Truly, ask yourself, does this person know the real you? Most likely not. It takes years to really know someone. If someone rejects you after a few dates, they haven't even scratched the surface. If they don't write you back, well then, they really don't know you. And if you've been together for some time, that person walking away is acting that way because of growing in a different direction. So don't add to the pain by buying into the myth that rejection means something about you. Number 2, remember the rejector likely has his or her own stuff. Trust me when I say this. I've logged countless hours coaching people with deeply entrenched commitment issues and dead-end dating patterns. Sometimes your love interest may be so immersed in his or her own stuff that they will repeat the same patterns with the next several women, no matter how amazing each of them are. Number 3, remember, every no brings you closer to your yes. Dating is a numbers game. Each person is another stepping stone. Imagine what it would be like to think, why, thank you for removing yourself from my path so I can move on to find the right one. And it's true. Number 4, you don't want him anyway. Yes, I know you're feeling pain. When someone you care about ends a relationship or declines to start one, the loss of the relationship or potential relationship is painful. But think of it this way. If someone isn't stepping up or isn't ready for a relationship, then any relationship you start with this person will be a fraught with back and forth drama. The love of your life doesn't leave. Plus, the guy was just plain nuts to not see how amazing you are. His loss. And number 5. See this as an opportunity to become an even more amazing you. Although rejection isn't personal, it does offer us a chance to evaluate and grow. For example, we often have certain dead-end dating patterns we unconsciously use to protect ourselves from getting hurt in love, but they can also push people away. All the frogs who walk away are growth agents, which help prepare you for the right guy. Someday you'll look back and thank that guy who wasn't ready for a relationship because his walking away made you reevaluate the kinds of guys you were choosing and inspired you to work on your confidence. Without that experience, you wouldn't have been ready for your meeting with the right one. Remember, rejection is protection. Trust this. You just listened to the post titled Dating Dilemmas of Smart, Successful Women, 5 Crucial Keys for Overcoming Rejection by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnindydays.com. Dealing with rejection can be super difficult, especially when we're successful in other areas of our lives. If you've been feeling this way, you're most certainly not alone, and you're most certainly not a dating disaster. What Dr. Diana says about rejection says nothing about our value is so true. Our self-worth doesn't depend on whether someone rejects us after a first date. Do you feel like rejection makes you want to put up walls to avoid getting hurt? There's no need to. As Dr. Diana says, think of rejection as protection, because the experience brings you one step closer to finding Mr. Right. And with that, let's wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening in, and I'll see you again tomorrow with a post from Allison Carmen, where your optimal life awaits.